Revisiting V1309's core 2008 outburst spectra. Observational evidence for theoretical modeling of stellar mergers, by Elena Mason et al. Context: V1309's core is the only certain non-compact stellar merger, due to its indisputable pre-outburst light curve matching that of a contact binary of almost equal mass stars. Therefore, anything that can be deduced from the existing observation serves as benchmark constraints for models. Aims: we present some observational evidences to guide future hydrodynamical simulations and common envelope studies. Methods: using archive spectra taken at high and mid spectral resolution during the V1309's core outburst and late decline, together with the inferential methods we developed to study nova ejecta through panchromatic high-resolution spectroscopic follow-ups, we constrain the physical state, structure, dynamics and geometry of the transient originated in the stellar merger. Results: we found that the emitted spectra arise from two distinct contributions, matter expelled during the 2008 outburst and circumbinary gas produced during historic mass loss episodes. These two components likely have orthogonal geometry, with the 2008 mass loss displaying a dust-laden bipolar ejecta produced by a time-limited rapidly accelerating wind and the circumbinary gas having a donut-like shape. A central source powers them both, having produced a fluorescent light pulse, but we cannot precisely determine the time it started or its spectral energy distribution. We can, however, place its upper energy cutoff at about 54 electron volts and the bulk of its emission at this was, revisiting V1309's core 2008 outburst spectra. Observational evidence for theoretical modeling of stellar mergers, by Elena Mason et al.